here's a story from The World.
In a Minneapolis courtroom today, attorneys made their final arguments to the jury in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin over the death of George Floyd last May. The competing narratives were presented by defense attorney Eric Nelson.
The standard is not what should the officer have done in these circumstances. It's not what could the officer have done differently in these circumstances. The standard is, what were the facts that were known to this officer at the precise moment he used force?
And by prosecutor Steve Schleicher.
This case is exactly what you thought when you saw it first, when you saw that video. It is exactly that. You can believe your eyes. It's exactly what you believed. It's exactly what you saw with your eyes. It's exactly what you knew.
This wasn't policing, Schleicher told the jury. This was murder. Video, of course, was central to the story of George Floyd's death. It's also the case around the world. Videos of police violence have been crucial in holding officers accountable. But in France last week, lawmakers gave final approval to a bill that could prevent viral videos of police from circulating. The World's Sarah Birnbaum reports.
The bill could make it illegal for people to post or share images of police officers if the intent was to harm the officer, either physically or psychologically. That would be punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $90,000. The proposed legislation was introduced in November and immediately sparked protests. Still, an updated version was approved by the French Senate and passed by the National Assembly last week.
108 majorité à 55 pour 75 contre 33. La proposition de loi pour une sécurité globale préservant les libertés est donc adoptée.
The vote was controversial, with less than 20% of lawmakers actually showing up. It's part of a larger security bill that expands police powers in all sorts of ways. One section would allow off-duty police officers to carry weapons. Another would let police departments use drones to monitor protests. Jean-Michel Fauvert is a co-sponsor of the bill. He's a lawmaker with President Emmanuel Macron's party and a former police commander. Here he is on TV promoting the new legislation.
Et ce texte tient cette promesse-là, protéger ceux qui nous protègent. Pourquoi les protéger? Les protéger
Fauvert says, this is about protecting those who protect us. And why do the police need protection? Because there are people out there who wish our officers harm, he says. People who want to reveal their personal information so they can be hunted down. On the floor of the National Assembly, Gérald Darmanin, Macron's interior minister, alluded to one grisly example from a couple of years ago. An officer and his wife in a town outside Paris were stabbed to death in front of their toddler son. Police unions have been asking for this measure for a long time. They say it's necessary to keep officers safe. But critics say the real reason the police want this bill is to stop viral videos that make the police look bad. Videos like this one. Cell phone footage of police breaking up a migrant camp in Paris last year, pulling down tents and roughing up migrants. Then there was this video that made the rounds while lawmakers were debating the so-called global security bill. An online news site called Loopsider published security camera footage showing several white officers viciously beating a black man, music producer Michel Zecler.
Sans ces images-là, moi, je suis en prison aujourd'hui. Je suis en prison et mes proches, mes amis, ma famille.
Zecler told Loopsider, without this video, I would be in prison today, and everyone would believe what the police said about me in their report, that I tried to attack them and take their weapons. Rokhaya Diallo, a French journalist and anti-racism activist, says police violence in France is nothing new, especially against communities of color. And the cops, she says, almost never face justice.
It's extremely rare to have police facing charges for any misconduct. It doesn't happen a lot. There is a culture of impunity in the French police.
Diallo says this stream of viral videos made police violence a major subject of conversation in French society.
There has been a change in the French mentality. Many people now know that the police can be brutal for no reason.
But under the new security bill, sharing videos like these could be illegal. The Macron administration says it is not about preventing people from documenting police actions. But Pavel Salai of Reporters Without Borders isn't so sure. He says the law is just too vague. He imagines a scenario where a journalist is filming police firing rubber bullets at a protest.
And a policeman decides that the journalist is doing it with the intent to harm him. So he arrests him.
That's the risk. Salai says journalists have the right to disseminate videos or images in a democracy.
Police has to accept this.
The bill must be approved by France's Constitutional Council before going into effect. Civil rights groups, French journalists' unions, and other opponents are hoping much of it will be struck down because they say in France, just like in other countries, viral videos are sometimes the only way to hold the police accountable. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum. From PRX.